This call is from a federal prison. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Joe.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. To block this call in all future, you may begin speaking now.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
It's the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, live from Texas prison. Doing good. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
All right. Well, so.
Whew, lots happening in the world, Joe.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to talk about. Other than Iran, is there?
Oh, don't worry. We can talk about it. We can talk about everything. We got so many things to talk about.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so do you think your pardon has been put in the back burner since some are saying it could be World War III?
You know, I got a letter from my lawyers here a while back that said that they had talked to, you know, the pardon attorney, Ed Martin, and he said that for us to have a social media campaign about pardoning Martha Stewart and signing my clemency at the same time because they were worried about the press. I'm like, yes, last night I was sitting there watching CNN and Fox, and I'm thinking, right now would be the perfect time if they're worried about press because the only thing on TV is Iran.
Right, yeah. So, like, in prison, for example, when a big story like this happens where there's a bombing of Iran from U.S. and Israel, is that something everyone's talking about, or are y'all just talking about shows and different things?
Oh, everybody talks about it. I mean, everybody argues about it, really, because, you know, half the people are for Palestine and Iran, and half the people are for the United States, you know, and then 90% of everybody's against Israel.
Really?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big anti.
Yeah, well, you know, it all boils down to, you know, A, we're living like crap in here, okay, because they claim the government's broke and the BOP can't afford nothing. But, you know, when you have families out there and everybody's struggling to pay their bills, and we're how many billions are we going to send to Gaza to help clean up what we destroyed, help destroy? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just people are tired of it.
But why does it make people anti-Semitic or anti-Israel? Please blame Israel for everything.
I think it's just Israel because we keep giving them and Ukraine so much money, you know.
Oh,
and,
I see. You
know, wait.
I don't think it has anything to do with them being Jewish or anything else.
Did you say you're against, you're for Iran or against Iran?
Look, I watch little kids cry on TV, you know, with their houses being blown up and their parents dying and crap, and I just can't take watching a little kid cry.
Well, I mean,
somebody in pain. I just wish, you know, we're never going to get the Middle East to quit fighting. How long have they been fighting for?
Well, I mean, you're also seeing a slaughter of those kids, and you're slaughtering thousands of people, and we could get a nuclear weapon.
Well, I think, Jason, what he's saying is that in prison, they're against Israel because funding is going to Israel from the U.S. that they feel should be going.
Do we fund them or just
them?
Help them with the weapon?
Well, I think we're selling them the weapons, though, aren't we? You know, and then you hear on, what was it on Fox the other day, that we're giving so many billions to help clean up Gaza, you know? And then you never know what to believe because
that's,
you know,
true.
Yeah.
That you're going to build a resort, turn Gaza into a resort, you know, that just aggravates people, too, because, you know, you got all these homeless vets on the street that need a place to go that we could be building, you know, many, many houses for them instead of cleaning up wars that we helped start.
And also on now social media with AI, you can't tell what's new and what's true and what's not.
Oh, my gosh,
which,
yes.
Which leads me, Joe, to your very own social media, not knowing what's real and what's true.
A lot of AI.
Joe, I feel like I've seen your naked body a lot, Joe. All over your AI, yeah. And I'm like, is that for real? I don't know. Is it? You have a team, right, working for you?
Well, I have a huge team, and yeah. and then I have an actual AI team. They've been in the works for several months on it. I guess there's this thing like OnlyFans, except it's called OIO Chat or something like that.
Oh.
And they have a digital twin of mine that you can have sex with.
Oh, now we're talking, Joe.
Maybe I've seen your digital twin.
I like how you're like, I think it's called OI Chat, and I think you can have digital sex with a twin. You know what time it is.
Listen, if they're smart, Joe, they better be charging people to have that sexy time with your digital twin to get and then send it to your commissary.
That's right.
The last letter I got from Julie, she was like, we're having trouble with the algorithms because you didn't want to have your digital twin have sex with females. And I said, you know what? For $49 a month, let them have it.
Oh, you want to be gay only.
But he's willing to settle.
Look, man, when Michael Jordan was asked why he didn't talk about politics, he said Republicans' money's green, too. Just, women's money's green, too.
That's right. Just leave it.
If a lady wants to have digital sex with you, let them. Get that money.
I guess, since my mom is no longer alive, and I guess because it's digital twin, what the heck?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not really doing it.
From a federal prison.
Now, let me ask you this, Joe, because these are the dumb questions we ask each other.
I want to make sure that they put some abs on me. That's all I want.
You and me both.
I think they could.
They can do anything. Mm-hmm. These are the dumb, type of questions we ask each other. For $1 million, would you have sexy time with a woman?
As long as you gave me a snorkel and a wetsuit.
Oh, in the world. A
snorkel and a wetsuit. Okay.
The visual that I just got.
Gosh. Oh, that's digital.
Yeah.
What about if you got...
Then I need an IV of Benadryl to go with it.
Gosh. All right, let me give you this question. We're talking to Tiger King Joe Exotic live from Texas prison. If you can get out of prison tomorrow... But you had to have sexy time with Carol Baskins.
Oh,
Baskin,
you know how many people have asked me that.
Really?
Really? I haven't heard it.
Oh my God! Everybody asked me that, and I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't be in prison if I'd have tapped that 20 years ago.
Man, hindsight, right, Joe?
Carol was cute 40 years ago.
She was cute.
Yeah, not anymore.
Now she wears the leopard print and the, you know.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It's just 40 years ago. She still had flowers on her head, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's such a turnoff.
You don't like that.
Now, in prison, Joe, do people watch dating shows like Love is Blind? Love is Blind is getting a lot of buzz this season for different reasons.
You know what they watch in here is Below Deck.
Good. Like, all the seasons, Mediterranean's the best.
They got a TV constantly on Below Deck.
Mm-hmm. I love that show. But
it's so good.
That's torture when you're in prison. You see people on yacht. It's torture for us.
Oh, yeah, we're
not in prison. I'm like, I want to be there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's torture for us.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I think they watch it for the bikinis, actually.
Oh, I'm sure.
I watch it for the beautiful water, all the food they're eating, the places they get to go.
Yeah. I want to see how much the tip's going to be. I'm always curious at the end, like, what's the tip?
And then if they leave less than $10,000, I think, those cheapskates.
Isn't that crazy, the tip they leave?
Yes.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a reality show, so I know that's not real.
Well, I did hear they get a big discount to be featured on the... But still, I read, and Katie, maybe we could look it back up, or Matt, that to charter a yacht like the yachts they show for a week, it's like $200,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm. But they get a deal.
They get
and
half off or something like that.
They only really ever charter for like 3 to 4 days.
Right.
So you're not doing the full. And I don't think you can ever be on a weekend because,
you know the show Shipping Wars?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were on one episode of Shipping Wars, and the blonde lady with the big old knockers won the bid to move a tiger from our zoo to another zoo, and she pulls into our zoo with the horse trailer. She didn't even know how to open the horse trailer. This is how scripted all this stuff is. Okay, so we tranquilize this tiger. We put him in his rolling cage. We put him in her horse trailer. And she drives out of our zoo, and she drives downtown and comes in the back way of our zoo and unloads it, and they made it look like she went 200 miles to another zoo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, theater of the mind.
Yeah, we have somebody used to be on our show that has a reality show, and then one of my ex-wives was her friend, at the time, and I knew what the whole first season was before it came out.
Well,
like,
you're,
even before they filmed.
Your wife, though, was on the show as well.
Yeah, she was on the show, and she was like, oh, episode one, there'll be a fight here. They're going to send us here, and they're going to have her doing Zumba and walk out, and somebody's going to call her fat, who is like a paid actor. And you're like, oh, that kind of ruins it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish we didn't know.
Yeah. Did they put themselves in those situations and it's coached? Because a lot of times, like, there was one show on MTV where the guy died on the show. And they were like, coach, meaning they would have never had that truck to begin with. So they set him up with a truck, and then they saw that.
This call is from a federal prison.
Well, I think it could be real things that happen, but maybe to enhance.
Yes,
because
to speed it up.
Yeah, for Real Housewives, they really will be having some real conversations. Now, not all the fights are real. Like, they definitely provoke that. But sometimes they will be in an argument, and a producer will step in and be like, no, you have to say this. We didn't get the backstory. And so then it's like, it kind of disrupts it, but they let certain things happen
right. And
then try to enhance it. Yeah.
Well, it'd be like if they were a reality show for us, instead of just waiting for us to fight.
We'd be in trouble by the producer.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a radio show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Or friends, I don't think, in real life.
And Joe Exotic, do you know that I don't know if you see this portrayal, but Katie on the show is actually the meanest. I know she doesn't sound.
Katie, are you a bully?
Yeah.
She
I have
could
to be
mean.
Joe. I work with all dudes. I have to.
Why can I believe that?
I'm telling you, Joe. Katie, by far, is the... You should see how mean she is to me. She comes across, though.
That's what this is all about.
Everybody thinks Katie's so nice.
No. I don't think Matt would say that about me.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, Jared, would you say that about me?
Depends.
About you? Or about Jared? Or about Jason?
No, that you might be the meanest.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it. It's a badge of honor.
It doesn't hear.
You'll wear that crown.
I will.
It's confusing because you're so nice, too.
Right.
That's why it's confusing, because it's like... You handle yourself perfectly in all these situations, and sometimes I'm like, damn.
Because she can be super nice, Jeff.
Yeah,
because she's so nice.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she's got to be nice.
She stands out more.
We're going to have to look over all the mean crap she's in.
Maybe I am the praying mantis of the show.
I think you are.
Yeah, I'm missing husbands, do you, Katie?
I love my husband. I'm not mean to him.
No, she's even missing husbands.
Oh, right.
No, she only has the one.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, if people want to help you, how can they, and the website and all that?
The biggest thing is get on PardonJoeExotic.com, sign a petition, get all your friends to sign it. But right now, get on every post that the White House puts out and Donald Trump and a politician and put hashtag Free Joe Exotic.
Okay. And they post quite a bit, so hashtag Free Joe Exotic. Well, have a great week. You're so much fun to talk to.
Thanks,
yeah, go ahead.
Joe.
Were you going to say something else?
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye.
I appreciate their support, okay?
Absolutely. All right, Joe.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.